This call may be recorded for quality assurance and record-keeping purposes.
Wait while I transfer your call.
You, Grant.
We talk so much, don't we?
Well, not really, yeah. I'm okay with it. It's not only once or twice, if that, a day, so no biggie.
Yeah. So. You're going funny like we do. Just calling you on that Reseda deal. I got Ruben next to me. He wanted to bend your ear just for a moment, if you got a second.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Bring it over. Yeah, I'm handing him over.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, no.
What's up?
So, need a little help here. We were just asking for a reapproval here, and then we got, like, pushed back.
Which one is this?
Reseda Enterprises, DBA Schichterock. It was approved with a balance. We're just getting updated bank statements to get a new approval. Can I just tell you what I need?
Yeah, give me one second. I'm trying to find the deal here.
Thanks.
Let me see it. It's not. How do you spell Reseda?
R-E-S-E-D-A.
Reseda. Ah, here it is. Okay, let's take a peek.
I was actually able to get the payoff letter, but it's 91K. It was approved 225. So all I really want here is best possible pricing, because I'm going against the Seattle Prime loan they have. I didn't do it, but it's a 117 over 12 months. So you know what I'm against. But basically, if you can give me like 18 months, 225, 250 with like, you know, we went over like Brian, you know, I don't think handles this anymore, but we went over like pricing, and I just want to see if I get executive pricing. I just want to get the deal done.
Sure. Of course. Okay, let's see. Bear with me for a minute.
Thanks. We've done some equipment loans for this customer, by the way. They've got, like, solid credit, solid stuff. But I don't want to get merchant statements and stuff. I don't want to go down that path.
Oh, wait, why the hell are they asking for processing statements?
I don't know. Wait, I mean, a lot of their deposits are merchant statements, but that's what their deposits are. But you guys didn't ask for that before.
Yeah, that's, like, the old day kind of shit. We never ask for that shit anymore. I have no idea why they're asking for that. Okay, so, and their balance is 90K, you said, right?
It's 91, yeah. It was approved 225 previously, so what I would like to present a possible here is the 133, 18 months, no OFI, you know, the buy-down, and then for 225 to 250.
Got it. All right, so let me do one thing. I'm going to, let me just find the Reseda incomplete email. Why the fuck are they asking for processing? I haven't seen that in a long time.
I know, that's a rare bird.
This deal was approved a few months ago. I'm just going to write right now live in line.
Thanks.
We don't ask for these statements anymore for approval.
And their banks are good, yeah. So if you can, 225, 250, 18, that, because I know like the OFI, we can basically buy down the OFI in California by like sacrificing our points up front if we want, right?
Yeah, so we would reimburse, if it's a Cali deal, we can reimburse the OFI. It would just have to be, depending on the executive pricing, I'll give you, you know, just like executive pricing is like a 127 or 128 buy rate and then 5 points on top, then it would just have to be 2 points raised buy rate to compensate for the fee.
So good. Does that mean we sell a 130? If I do 5 points, am I selling a 135 or a 133?
If it was a we reimburse the fee, it would be a 135 again, but it depends on what the executive pricing gives us. So risk, you know, the risk can change on the deal in a couple months. So let me, get it reapproved, see if everything's all good. Balance of Seattle, I'm going to say it's, the partner told me is around.
It is 91K. I have the payoff letter.
Yeah, we'll keep that on. So what I like to do is I'll kind of sandbag a little bit on the balance just so that in case the approval's a little short, just like we did with the other one, that the 250 we're trying to. Right, so and then we can always back into it and get more, you know, if needed. It's a lot easier
this was approved with a balance, so like we knew like it should be. It's only been less; they've been paying it down.
Yep, makes sense. Okay, so I'll just send that down right now. I'm gonna talk to our processor and see if they can move it along from here.
All right, so I just need three things for you guys to give to Grant. One is obviously we wouldn't use Cardiff pricing here because of the OFI situation. So basically. What is our pricing with, you know, what is our pricing with, 5 points or 6 points with or without OFIs? And you can give me like the whole, you can give me the half OFI thing, and then I'll just go sell it. And we're looking for weekly if you have it.
Perfect. Okay, cool. Yeah, so just have to wait for the deal to get approved. It all depends on the on-deck score internally. Based on that score, if it's high, we can get a deeper cut. If it's not as high, not as much of a cut. So once I get the, you know, the official numbers on it, it should be, you know, I can let you know right after that.
Okay, and I don't see anything bad in the bank, just, you know, they look extremely clean still.
Yeah, I'm just surprised. Why the fuck would they ask for processing statements? I haven't seen that in, like, years for them to ask that. Let me look at the prior. Yeah, we only got the bank statements last time. What the fuck are they?
I don't know if it helps. It's a franchise restaurant, by the way.
Franchise. Yeah, it doesn't really help, but, you know, it's always good to know. Okay, cool. So I'll talk to the processor shortly, see if they can get it moving on from here.
Thanks, Alert Grant. Thanks, brother. Here, I'll pass him back. Here he is.
Sounds good, man.
Hey, dog.
You. All right. So, yeah, I have no idea why they asked for credit card statements. I've never seen that request before, at least not in, like, the last, you know, year or two at OnTech. So, no idea why they asked for that. But anyway, whatever. All right, so I'll let this one lie. Let me see why.
Should I respond to that email where they requested the balance, or do you got it?
Okay, I think I see why they asked for credit cards now. Hold on. So I was wondering, because this is a very strange situation. Let me see. Last time did they ask for it? Oh, that's why. Okay, so I see basically what happened. So the reason why they're asking for the credit card statements is because this bank, called Hand Me Bank, we actually had a situation with their customers where there was fraudulent statements and a lot of fraud ring around customers of theirs, and we lost a lot of money on them. So that's why they asked for a credit card statement, because if they can match the deposits, that is basically a secondary form of, like, a true bank statement, because we've seen a lot of funky stuff out of that particular bank. That being said, I'm going to see if they can, you know, get this one moved forward. At least we'll do that on the back end.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my question is, do I need to email, respond to that, and be like, this is the balance? Talk to Noel, or you got it?
I took care of that. I just sent it down right now.
All right, cool. All right, yeah, I think that's pretty much it then.
All right, yeah, so I'll talk to Process, see if they can move it for now, and then get it going from there.
Okay, sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Do your thing.
All right, bye.
Later.